Well, the voices in your head, where do they come from? And why are they so satanic? Yes. Let's get a little deeper with a book called Shut Up Devil, written by Kyle Winkler. He is an author, a speaker, and an app developer, too. And he's with us right now. Good morning, Kyle.
Well, good morning to you, Todd, and good morning to everybody there in Canada. It's great to be with you.
My first question to you would be, like, sometimes we blame the devil for too much. Would you agree?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and definitely in writing Shut Up Devil, I think I even mentioned in the first chapter there, I am not one that sees the devil behind everything, but I do think certainly there are a lot of emotional, even psychological, and certainly spiritual battles that we face that at least have a component that he was involved with behind it.
Yeah. I think the true evil is, you know, just planting the seed and watching the destruction happen, right?
That's right. I think that he can actually just tell us a lie and then step back, and then our minds do a lot of the dirty work for him, which is why the book really is so much having to do with dealing with your mind and really renewing your mind to the truth of what God says.
You open the book up with one quote. It says, the enemy's ultimate goal is not to play with your mind. It's after your mouth. So what is the connection there?
Right. So I actually teach in a chapter called The Mind and Mouth Connection, and it is a partnership that God designed to where what goes through your mind actually then trickles down through the rest of you, and the next stop is the mouth. The Bible says so much about what the mouth represents. Jesus said that we're not defiled by what goes in us, but we're defiled by what comes out of us. The mouth represents our beliefs, particularly our beliefs about ourselves. So in the book, the very first chapter called The Slanderer, I talk about how 1 Peter 5:8 likens the enemy to a roaring lion. And if you study the lion and how he hunts when he decides to go after his victim, he jumps after the victim to get to the head in order to get to the mouth. A lion kills its prey by suffocation. And so that's what Peter was actually going after when he says the enemy goes after us like a roaring lion. He tries to play with our head in order to get to our mouth, to get to our beliefs about ourselves.
One of his names is the accuser. So right. How does that factor into all this?
Yeah, so accuser and the other name that I go in quite a bit, the word devil, literally is diabolos in the Greek, which means slander. So accusing and slandering are kind of one and the same thing. It's the act of making a false statement in order to destroy someone's reputation. So the enemy, particularly how he works against a Christian, how he works against a believer, is to get after your identity in Christ. Believers are known and spoken of by God as made new and made right and made whole and made holy. We actually, the Bible says, look like Jesus here in this world. And that's our greatest authority. That's really the meaning of our life, and it's where everything good stems from in our lives, is our identity in Christ. And so the enemy, as slander, as accuser, is trying to give all of this evidence from our lives, from our weaknesses and our inadequacies and our failures, to try to ultimately interpret those weaknesses as something that's wrong with us. In order, again, as we said just a few minutes ago, in order to get to our mouth so that we might believe those things about us, so that every insecurity and every fear and anxiety and every mind game then comes from that.
Mm. Now, somehow you've managed to develop an app connected to this. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the app came first, and it just came out of my own kind of struggles and a lot of the story that I go through in the book as well, but I had started carrying note cards and even taping scriptures to my mirror, a practice a lot of people do, in order to remind myself of who God says that I am, things like I am loved and that I am made new and I am God's masterpiece, in order to try to combat a lot of the lies that the enemy was getting into me that was creating a lot of the insecurity and the mind games and the shame that I was dealing with. And so eventually, I thought better than note cards would be a mobile app that I would always have on me and always would have a reminder system built in so that I don't just have to combat the enemy with truth whenever he's attacking me, but that I could actually be reminded to do it even when I'm not under attack, to stay built up with truth, really to keep the enemy at bay from my life in the first place. So I had the Shut Up Devil app created, and it just has a bunch of categories in there with truth related to all of the battles that we deal with, from fear and insecurity and financial issues and health.
So if something's going through your mind and it's one of those things, you can kind of scroll through, find it, and what do? You hit a button?
That's right. That's really as simple as it is. You go in there, and there are 27 different categories related to common issues we all face, similar to the 10 in the book. Yeah. And you click into one of those, it gives you a scripture, and then it gives you a personalized declaration for you to actually speak out of your mouth. Remember, the enemy is coming after your mouth.
Right.
So the way to shut his mouth up is to open your mouth with the truth of what God says about you. And the app helps you do that.
Oh, that's awesome. The book and the app is called Shut Up Devil by speaker, author, and app developer Kyle Winkler. He's been our guest. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Thank you, Todd.